Hello, and welcome to the 92nd episode of the Not Your Mama's Gamer podcast, a podcast where we talk about games and gaming from a feminist perspective. My name is Samantha Blackman, and I'm an associate professor here at Purdue University in wonderful West Lafayette, Indiana, where I talk about, read about, write about, think about, dream about, amongst other things, video games. And I am, joined tonight by a full house of funny and wonderful women who are going to chat with us. And we have some new voices and old voices that have come back to join us. But we're going to start with our new voice because we're polite to guests usually. I cheated and told her to send me a bio, but I'm going to make her introduce herself because, you know, that's kind of how we roll here. Ashley, would you tell the people who you are, what you do, and why you're here? Well, I'll learn that part if that makes more sense, but go ahead.
Sure. Hi, I'm Ashley Barry. I work at a publishing house in Boston. I'm here because I love to game and I love storytelling. I often find that books and video games have very similar components. I'm also a regular at pop culture conferences. My last presentation was on the Little Sisters of the BioShock series and how they are exploited and sexualized. Ta-da!
Ta-da! Thank you. And because I said we have new voices and old, let's go with one of our old voices. Someone that we haven't seen for a while and we have missed terribly, Alicia Karabinas. Welcome back. with your ratty mic.
Shut up. I don't really have anything special now. Okay, here's my introduction. My name is Alicia Karabinas. I like games. I'm like the resident zombie fanatic. And I teach at Purdue now where they don't believe in the word adjunct, so we're lecturers because they want us to forget that how little money we make.
We call them community faculty.
Right. I think they should probably just be called bitches.
I just love all the creative titles for
a pay raise. We're gonna
in the English department,
different.
And I today unironically cited the zombie survival guide in an academic paper. That's me.
That is beautiful.
It's legit.
Yay! All right, Alex Lane, who are you?
I am Alexandra Marie Lane. I almost said Pickens. How weird is that? Freudian. No, I'm just kidding. I am an assistant professor at Metropolitan State University in actually wonderful Minnesota, and I'm a professor of technical communications and do some video games things, and just got the first step of my video game minor approved by the first group that it needs to be approved by in the bureaucracy. So by next spring, nice. I'll be offering my first video game class for the undergraduate level, and hopefully the semester after that, I'll be doing starting the graduate certificate for video game studies. So I am very excited.
Yay.
And it is very popular.
Yay.
And I don't really basketball video game, but like really in a day and age of low enrollment. It's important.
Yes.
And the topic is important.
Yes.
Yep. So I'll hand it off to Charlotte.
Okay, I'm Charlotte Hyde. I'm a doctoral candidate at Purdue in technical communication. And I'm the resident Lego scholar. I'm super excited because I got two sets today. Yes. Okay. I was stalking FedEx all day long.
What'd you get?
I got the detective's office, the new modular, and the birds, the new ideas.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, super excited about that. And also, like, video games. Apparently not as much as Legos, but anyway.
All right, Jen.
It comes in all shapes and sizes. Hi, I'm Jen Justice. I am a second year PhD student at Purdue in wonderful West Lafayette, which is very, very freaking cold right now. I am focusing especially on teaching in video games and how games really work with the classroom.
I'm shocked at your use of foul language. Shocked.
I mean, this is a high-class establishment, and, you know, let's just keep it that way, okay?
I like to push the boundaries.
Goddamn right.
Right, I can't even stand it.
And before these heathens keep going, Sarah, who are you?
Hi, I'm Sarah. I am a game master at Kabam in San Francisco. So currently working in the game industry. And I was just told by a friend of mine at work that people who work in the industry can get passes to E3 very easily. So fingers crossed.
Yeah.
I will be going to E3 this year.
You can be our E3 liaison.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Yeah. Well, fingers crossed. You have to submit, like, evidence of you being in the industry, like a tax form or, like, something like that. So, and technically I'm on contract, so I'm not technically through Kabam, so I'm like, well, hopefully they still allow me to do so.
Well, Sarah, so many people work contract these days that it won't make any difference. They expect it.
Yeah, I mean, the person, the friend who's gone like a couple of years said that it shouldn't be a problem, but, so we'll see. That'd be fun.
Sarah, hit me up if you have some tax questions, like, outside of this, obviously.
Okay, cool.
Maybe she'll listen to you, because she won't believe anything I tell her.
I do.
Well.
All right.
No, I'm not going to go there.
All right, Wendy.
I am Wendy Sierra. I'm an assistant professor in English and digital cultures and technologies in a usually pleasant Rochester, New York. And my proposal for a new certificate in public and professional writing just made it through our first body. So, yay, not quite as fun as the video game certificate.
It's important, though. We already have a master's in it. That's the reason we don't have a, you know.
Yeah, I was actually thinking maybe I ought to have a chat with you, a virtual sit-down at some point about that. Your brain. Yeah, and we are starting back next Wednesday, and I think I'm still in denial about that.
I have four new preps.
Ball.
Yeah.
That sucks.
My graduate course is going full-on seminar.
Talk about shit, kids. Go.
Ready? Discuss. While I hang myself in the corner.
I know what I think about this, but I want to know what you think.
What's that?
That's your starting prompt. I know what I think about this, but okay. I want to know what you think about this.
That's right.
Yeah.
Alright, let's jump, y'all. Good at BS.
We have lots of people to make it through tonight. Mm-hmm. So let's start with, we'll start with what you're playing. And like I said, because Ashley's a guest, we'll start with her. I'm going to remember tonight to be actually be polite. What are you playing?
Okay. What am I playing? I am playing Game of Thrones from Telltale, Walking Dead Season 2, also from Telltale, Never Alone, which is an indie awesome.
How's Never Alone? Do you like it?
I love it. I think it's wonderful.
It looks beautiful.
It's gorgeous, and you get to unlock little snippets of, I call them culture snippets. You get to unlock these little documentaries about the Native American people, and it's amazing.
Is it sad, though, like with the little fox? Like, does he get hurt or anything? Because I cannot handle it.
he makes little crying noises when he's hurt, and it really it was hard for me to get through. I could not do it at first.
You're asking for spoilers.
I don't care.
Do you? Okay,
I mean, getting hurt by like falling off of the level or something. Like,
I didn't mean like does he die in the end. I mean, like, do you see him like, ow?
Yes, he does.
Yes,
like, gameplay.
It's not a spoiler.
Yeah. Well, just like you. It's just like any other game. Just like you can die, the fox can die. I mean, yeah,
and then when the girl dies, he curls up and like cries. It's sad.
It's hard. Yeah. I love dogs.
I think that was a spoiler.
No. I mean, like, dies like you fall off or something.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah. So like, if you're playing as yeah, like if you're playing as the girl and you know she falls off or gets. You know, whatever. Then the fox curls up and cries.
Yeah. It's not bad because it's just kind of like cute. But more than anything, especially if you get to a part where you keep dying over and over again, it just gets frustrating. And then you're yelling at the fox like, "Shut up! Just shut up!"
I definitely got desensitized by it.
That's just me.
There's some hard parts too. Like
it is, yeah.
Sorry, Ashley, I cut you off. What else are you playing?
Oh, that's okay. So Pokemon Alpha Sapphire, I've played the Smash Brothers, Mario Kart, Destiny, I played some of that.
Big Destiny.
I can't think of anything else. I'm sorry?
So there's some big Destiny lovers in here.
Oh, yeah.
It's fine.
It's been fun.
You'll live. All right, well, I'll go next because I can. And because Ashley and I are playing a lot of the same thing.
And because you're so polite, right?
Yeah, exactly. So on the Telltale front, Game of Thrones, I finished episode 1. And Tales from the Borderlands also finished episode 1. And I posted this on the blog and I posted it on Facebook. You really, if you, regardless of who you are and what you are, you need to buy both of those because they're really good.
What if you didn't watch Game of Thrones, though?
You know what? If you didn't watch Game of Thrones, because it's a separate storyline.
Don't watch Game of Thrones.
No. It's a separate storyline. You can still follow it. It'll be fine.
But because shouldn't she really go watch Game of Thrones?
But she should really go watch Game of Thrones anyway.
Yeah.
Because you're a human being alive in 2015, you should go watch Game of Thrones.
and Game of Thrones was, it was beautiful, especially at certain parts. I won't even disclose any of that. But, you know, when you go to certain areas. Mm-hmm.
I gotta ask because I'm a pretty big fan of the show most of the time.
Yes.
Like the books and everything, but man, everything I've seen in this, I'm really interested in it. But it looks like it's like so firmly capital of the Empire of the Uncanny Valley that I'm sort of like, it doesn't look like that in the other games, but for this one, for some reason, maybe because. I don't know, it looks like they tried harder with the faces and failed. But I've only seen like the trailers, so I haven't downloaded the game yet because I'm afraid of that.
Well, it's probably going to look different on the 360, which is what you'd be playing on, right?
Yes.
Maybe more. There's a little judgment in there.
Maybe more.
No.
You're still playing on the Nintendo, right?
Yes, right? Does that even connect to the internet? No.
You have that tube TV?
No. No, it's not bad. It's really not bad on the Xbox One. At least that's what I think. I mean, Ashley's playing. What are you playing on, Ashley?
I play it on PS4, and the faces do look a little derpy. But otherwise, like, the landscape is beautiful. I mean, I just think it's the style. I mean, it's very different from Telltale's other games, where it was more like a comic book style. So it was very stylized. And this one, it definitely looks different. but I don't think
tried,
it didn't really.
They tried a little hard to do something that they weren't very good at. It's like me trying to fix a car. Shit would just fall apart.
No, no, it's not that bad, Carabinas. Damn. why don't you, like, okay, so at least, like, log on and watch a Let's Play or something so you can see how.
Well, I've watched trailers, I mean, and I've seen lots of pictures and media, and that's why I'm like, I don't know. I'm pretty sure that I might giggle every time something serious happens because I'll be like, wow, y'all look really stupid.
No, it's not bad. And plus, if you buy the first episode right now, if it's still on sale,
I'm gonna play the whole damn thing.
Well, it's like $2.50 if you buy the first episode right now. They'll kill you.
Yeah. Shut up.
Because they were like on. They're still like on.
Continue with your list.
Okay. So shut up. So I too played and finished Never Alone. And I complained because some of the puzzles were pretty hard. Mm. But once I hit my stride with it, I was able to pretty much just kind of play through. Some of the puzzles I had to do a couple of times, but you could tell exactly what you were supposed to do. But this game was, like, brutal in terms of timing.
It was not joking. To control two characters, and it's difficult. Right. Yeah.
And it was not joking. It was like, no, when I say you have to do this at that millisecond, you have to do that at that millisecond or you're going to die. So that got a little frustrating from time to time, but you get used to it after a while, I think. And once you hit your stride and you realize that the game's not fucking around, you really kind of can play through it. Destiny. I played a little bit of Destiny, and it was unintentional. I just logged in to get my legendary loot.
You tripped and fell on the controller.
I tripped and fell on the controller over and over again. So I played a little bit. Fantasy Life. I've played a bit of Fantasy Life on the DS because it's on the DS, and I carry my DS with me, so I end up playing it when I'm in line somewhere and doing something. Oh, you know what else I've been playing? I forgot about this. Captain Toad's, what is it called?
Oh, Treasure Tracker.
The new Treasure, yeah. And I actually been having fun with that. I'm disappointed that it's a one-player game instead of a two-player game, so I can't play co-op with P. But, you know, we pass off and play. I cannot understand why they made that a one-player game. I really cannot. It just makes no sense to me. But it's fun. It would be a lot more fun if it were a two-player game and you could play a co-op. But, you know, hey. Because as a one-player game, it feels more like it should be a DS game than a Wii U game. So, but it's kind of Escher puzzle-esque. It's like, you know what it is? It's like Nintendo meets Fez.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah. It's like Nintendo meets Fez. And it's cute, but it's fun. And then the last thing that I've been playing is Lego Fusion. And that's because P got it for Christmas. So Lego came out with and I think we may have talked about this before, is Lego meets The Sims, where you build like little Lego buildings and you take a picture of them with your phone or tablet camera and using their software, and it brings your building into the game as buildings of different categories, depending on whatever you say you want it to be, a cafe or a juice bar or a house or a candy shop or a gift shop, or it's got like a billion different things you can make it. And then based on the category you choose, you can then go in and stock it with all the things that would normally be in that place. And then all the little people walking around can go in and buy things from your little place and leave you money when they walk out and stuff like that. So it's like Lego meets The Sims. And I know Charlie and I had talked about this before because there were some earlier iterations, including one that they made for a while that was like a racetrack one that they just discontinued because it worked so horribly. This one has worked like perfectly 95%+ of the time. the only time we had problems with the software picking up the actual building, and when it had a problem picking up the building, it might forget to put a door on it or leave a brick out, and then you just take another picture of it and it's fine, was when the lighting was bad. Like, we were playing in a room, like, late afternoon, and then as it started getting darker, as evening started to come, it had trouble picking it up at that same light level, so we just had to turn another light on, and it was fine. So, and Pete loves it. I mean, seriously, I had to, like, hide the iPad from her today because she didn't want to stop playing. So, it's cute, especially for kids, especially kids who like Lego. So,
which is
that's
all
it. Kids. Yeah. And adults, especially the ones around here.
Oh, I forgot to add one more. Alien Isolation. I played that, okay, too.
I want to play that. Everybody talks about how fucking scary that is.
What is it?
Really? I thought that was a joke. Is it scary?
I didn't find it. I mean, well, it's unnerving. It's like playing hide and seek with a giant alien babysitter, pretty much. Mm. It's unnerving, but you get so accustomed to the alien and the way he moves, and you kind of understand his pattern, or its pattern, I don't even know if it's a boy or girl, its patterns, and you get used to it after a while. So, no, not too scary.
I like scary, so, oh well.
Yeah.
All right. Who's up next? Alex, what you playing?
I played a few things. Just got my list up here. The most interesting thing I played is I played all the Tropical 5 expansions, except one that had super bad ratings. So I played Big Cheese and Generalissimo and Joint Venture. I wrote like a little post about it, and those were really fun because I loved the Tropico 5 games, and I think they're regularly $4 for the expansion, and you get a new scenario, and like one of the scenarios took me 2 days probably to do, so I think it's worth it. It was really fun, and then I played. Is anybody playing Trivia Crack?
Mm-mm. Trivia Crack?
No. That's a Facebook game, right?
It's on your phone.
I downloaded it, but I haven't played it yet.
Well, be careful. It's
yeah,
the most addictive game I've ever played. I have like 13 games going on right now. My family, every day, there's like a Tuesday challenge, a Wednesday challenge, a Thursday challenge.
Yeah, see, like, I've been afraid to start it because then Terry will get it, and Terry and I get so competitive if there's something we can play against each other on our phones.
Wait, is it a trivia game?
Yeah, it's like Trivia Pursuit, kind of. Answer questions, and if you get 3 questions right, you can go for a piece, right? And you need to get 6... or a crown, they call it. I needed to get 6 crowns, one in each of the different areas. And
that sounds fun.
It's amazing. And what's cool is, or weird, is that the questions are made and then vetted by the community. So you have a lot, like half the time, like 90% of the time, really, you're not answering the questions. You're betting on how stupid the person is who made the question. it'll be like, for example, what's the Swedish word for sled? And there'll be 3 English words and then a clearly Swedish word. Like, I don't know the right questions. Or what isn't a Ninja Turtle? They'll be like, say the Ninja Turtles and then whatever. So, I don't know. It's.
And then they'll be like, the color blue.
Yeah, the color blue, right, exactly. So it's like, you're playing the trivia game, and like sometimes there's ones that are impossible to know. Like the sports ones I do really bad at, like who won the NBA whatever title 5 years in a row. I have no idea, right? So I get a lot. I get a lot of those.
Couldn't you just Google it?
It's timed, so you only have like 8 seconds. So you could have another computer open. You could do that, and I'm a cheater, usually, so, like, I can't play, I stopped playing Words with Friends, because I just, like, cheated,
and looked up what words I could make with my letters. So that meant it wasn't fun for me anymore. But I haven't really wanted to cheat because it's like timed. And then they have these, so you play one-on-one, or they have these challenges where you can invite a big group of people to play, and you get 10 questions, or 12 questions, and whoever answers in the most right in the shortest amount of time wins. So it's been like me and my brother, I'll get it 9 right, and he'll get 9 right, but I'll get it in 55 seconds, and he gets it in 58 seconds, and it's very competitive and fun. So I pretty much have been playing
that nonstop. I'm installing this now.
You should, because it's amazing.
I shouldn't, because amazing. You know how I am.
Well, and it's fun because like Kim Hunter Perkins plays, and so like last night her and I were sitting up from like 10 to 11 just playing back and forth, like it's totally. Or one kid I went to my master's program with that I haven't seen in like 10 years, he or whatever 5 years, him and I played for like an hour yesterday. So it's just kind of fun and random. You hook it up through Facebook. So I've been playing that incessantly, completely incessantly. I played the new Hearthstone expansion. Has anybody else played that at all?
I have installed it on everything but played it on nothing.
I was really disheartened because I bought 2 of the expensive packs, the $20 packs, I think. Oh, I shouldn't say that so low. I bought 2 of the $20 packs. And when it first came out, and I got 1 legendary, and it was shitty, which is, like, way below their average for how many legendaries you should get. Because I wanted, yeah. I like, you know, that's what I like about the game. And, like, the cards are really cool because they're super synergistic, so they just all stack and stack and stack, and you just reach a tipping point, and it's unstoppable. But I really wish they had made some more PvE content, like they did with Naxx. Because that's my favorite part of the game, is the PvE part.
Mm-hmm.
The other stuff's kind of boring. So, that's pretty good. And I played some Sid Meier's Beyond Earth and Castle Storm on the X-Bone. That's about it.
Cool.
Done.
Alright. So who's up next?
I can go.
Sorry, because I'm multitasking. I'm installing
trivia
this game.
Trivia cracking?
Yeah.
Don't start a game with Alex Lane 2014, because that is not me. And that person is getting all my games because people think I'm them.
Oh, no.
Really? What?
I know. Really? I'm alane.purdue. Or if you Facebook, you can find me on there. You connect it to Facebook.
Gotcha.
My dad's like, why are you playing with me? Daddy, you asked a random stranger.
That does get in the way.
Well.
Okay. Well, I've been... I started playing Dragon Age Origins again because I wanted to play through those before I play Inquisition. So that's been fun, though I haven't been like strictly sticking to it, so it's taking a while. I've been randomly hopping in and out of Skyrim and Sims Medieval. Sims Medieval isn't quite as fun as normal Sims, but I really do like the quest type things that you can do with it, so that's been fun.
I hate that game.
You play like all Sims games, don't you?
Me?
You can complain about that.
No, I'm the biggest
Charlotte hates
world.
Sims.
Okay.
She does that really hard not to go on my rant about how shitty Skyrim is.
Charlotte?
Yeah. I just do not enjoy playing Sims games. I don't hate them.
That's fair. I know, I'm sorry.
People have opinions.
And then the last one that I've really been playing is Destiny, thanks to the fact that my brothers tag-teamed me on Christmas and basically stopped any possible excuse I could have for not playing it. My little brother works for the manager for GameStop, so they actually went and got me an Xbox One, and they got me the Xbox Live subscription, and they got me the game and a headset and said, now you have no choice. So that has been
what
I have been doing.
I know, right?
I know.
Can they be
jokes,
my
right?
brother? I'll take that.
I just don't know how you do it.
I love them to pieces. They're sweethearts. So because of my little brother's job, it did not break the bank as much as I thought it did. So I was glad to hear that too.
wish some asshole would buy me a console and some games.
Sam, you are
Sam,
your own
you already
asshole.
Have all the consoles and all the
yeah,
consoles.
You don't really need any more.
Okay, so what? Yeah, okay, so did we get
everything?
No, it's not even
Sarah and Wendy.
Not even half.
Not even half?
No, we gotta get Sarah, we gotta get Wendy, we gotta get... Oh, shit.
I have
Charlotte. All right, move faster, y'all. All
right.
I can go really quick. Because I've only played Legos, basically, so...
we'll forgive you because you've been traveling.
Yeah, I didn't really get to play when I was in Texas because they were dragging me all over the place, which was fun. But So I don't know. I think the last thing I played was I don't even know. Awesome.
Cause shit gets messed up at Christmas. That happens. Yeah. Sometimes, like some Christmases, all I do is play games the whole time, and some I can't play a single one.
Yeah, this one was weird because I thought I'd have time, but no.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Tis the season.
All right. Yeah, it is. Sarah, what you been playing?
I may or may not be discreetly playing Fantasy Life right now.
May or may not, but definitely are.
I just got up for Christmas, and I just started playing it, so
I'm
trying to squeeze in time to play games. I was also traveling, so I've been away from, like, my major console, so basically what I can just take with me on the DS is what I've been playing. So it's been, like, a lot of Nintendo, so, like, Fantasy Life, Smash for 3DS. I got Smash for Wii U for Dan, my fiancé, and then my brother got a Wii U for Christmas, so conveniently we could play it. So we played that at home. That's why it gets crazy, like, if you go over four people... We played it with, like, five.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just, so, like, so fun.
It's so hard to see what's going on. They have to keep zoomed out, you know? Otherwise, you can't see everybody.
I played with six or seven people. It was insane.
It's fun, but it's like you can't even see what you're doing most of the time. But that's about it, basically. Now I'm tempted to play this trivia game, even though I don't have anyone to play with.
You really should. Also, you've been introducing him as your fiancé forever. When are you guys doing the thing?
When they want to?
Well,
well, I assume it's when they want to.
Is that he's a Canadian, so we have to apply for the visa process. Like, if you've ever seen that 90 Day Fiancé show, we have to do that.
Oh.
And it's like, so... submitting paperwork and then them approving it, then them interviewing the person trying to come in, and then, you know, reviewing more, and then, like, you know, it's just like, we really do have to get started on that. We haven't done that yet. But yeah, it could be a long process. I'm at the mercy of the government right now.
The bureaucracy.
Yeah.
Do that before the marriage?
Yeah, you get the fiancé visa, and then once they give you the visa, they can come into the U.S., and then you have 90 days to get married. And then you get married, then they can apply for the green card.
I had a 7-year engagement. I'm not judging you. I just was curious.
I'm not judging you, but I'm just judging McJudgerson and all.
I realize that it's been, it's been 3 years now. And it's like, wow.
Well, it's since I've known you.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's more like Nosy McNoserson than...
Nosy Mc wants to know more.
Remember when we were going to hurry?
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me throw in two quick things, because we had two quick things that popped up in our question thing, our question and answer little applet thing, is that... Adam says he enjoyed the conversation. Thanks for inviting me. He's enjoying Dragon Age Inquisition this month. Yeah, see, me too. I forgot to put that in my list.
I got Thanks that too, for... but I haven't played it yet. So we'll see.
See, now you gotta play that. Yeah, and then we have this person, Slick Man Dune, who says, is this a woman-only chat? No, Slick Man, we've had men on before. Just don't have any men on tonight. Just lots of women. All right.
Usually women.
It is usually women. Hmm?
Would you say it was?
Yeah, I know. I'm just answering the question, Alex Lane.
All right. Watch 90% of the video game podcasts. It'll be all men. See, I wonder if they get that question.
No, they don't. They don't get that question.
Shocking.
Well, how dare women have a women-only space? God, we're excluding men who were so
hard to
find.
Don't think of the silenced man, please.
No offense, Slinker Man or whatever your name was. It was cool.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm projecting.
We're ranting about something that's not you.
I don't mean it.
It's not you. It's someone else, right? Yeah. All right. So, Alicia, we'll use that as a segue for you. What are you playing?
Well, because I was home with friends, I played a lot of Cards Against Humanity. I had the 10 days of Kwanzaa or whatever stuff, so I got a bunch of free cards with that. And then I got an expansion, so we went home and we played with friends and we made a lot of cards. None of which are funny when you're sober. Not funny anymore. We were not when they were made. Otherwise, I played Deadlight and The Evil Within for my paper that I'm working on, and Deadlight was okay. The Evil Within was one of the top 10 worst games I've ever played in my life.
Oh no, I got it for my nephew for Christmas.
No,
so bad.
You bought it? Wait, how old is your nephew?
Old.
Oh, okay. Good, because Terry and I were talking when I was playing it, and I was like, okay, see, this is the kind of game I would never let my son play until, like, he has facial hair in a lot of it.
Well,
Alex,
wow. They let him play GTA 5.
Oh, shit. I mean, there's, like, when you go sliding through the gut chute with the gut grinders, and you land in a pile of guts with the floating
see,
bodies and the guts,
I'm like, this is relevant to my nephew.
Like
I would have bought a bottle of scotch in Vegas and a thing of cigarettes when he turned 16.
But man, that game, I don't know. It's like they decided that the best way to accomplish horror was to make everything incredibly fucking boring. And predictable and boring.
It was scary how dull it was. I'll give you that.
No, I admit that the first time one of us got snatched and like decapitated in brutal fashion, I was like, well, that was alarming, but otherwise it was just like... Also, we had this discussion about why in video games when characters are sneaking, they position themselves in the least sneaky way possible. They duck walk across this room in such a way that I could never be quiet and have no leverage if somebody comes at me with a weapon. It's really stupid. So it was like
also in the way that completely... the camera.
Yeah. So like, here's my ass. Both lobes of it.
But all
like
I'm
it.
Looking at is ass.
And elbows. Draw ass and elbows down there. It's so stupid. So we did a lot of like crouch walking across the house in imitation. It was pretty funny. I was replaying some Dishonored, trying to ghost the whole thing, and it made me sad because I haven't played a game that was that good since I originally played Dishonored.
Dishonored was damn good. God.
Yeah, it was.
A week. I played some Minecraft. My son and my husband are still really obsessed with Minecraft, but I only come back to it like every 6 months and I get like an itch to build something. So I spent like a frantic 24 hours building a really epic roller coaster, and then I was like, okay, I'm done. See you in June.
Yep.
They have prescriptions for that. You don't have to play that again.
It's fun every now and then, but I can't really care. Like, right now they're recreating Land of Ooo. They're making a world. They're recreating Adventure Time. The other thing I've been playing all the time lots is Game of Thrones Ascent, which everyone else stops playing in the world, but there's like, I don't know, a couple thousand of us really dedicated people who are still playing that shit.
That just says you need to be playing Game of Thrones from Telltale.
Well, I really like the strategy and the Alliance versus Alliance stuff and the ongoing wars. It's fun. And I have a really good group of people. It's a small group. It's fun. That's it. That's me.
And I want to say,
yes, ma'am.
Tatius, I apologize. When I said no men, I meant like visually in our little group tonight, not no men in chat. We do recognize and appreciate the fact that you are a man.
Is he in 150%
okay. Apparently.
However, Rickies are completely forbidden.
I don't. Why am I not in chat? Where's my chat?
You have to go on the side and go to Q&A, and then you can see. Okay,
you have to hit the little Q&A on the side. All right,
I'm done.
Y'all go. And your questions will pop up. All right, so Wendy, are you the last one?
Maybe.
Okay, we'll talk
sure. to Sarah, you.
Oh, I will.
Okay.
Hi, but you didn't listen.
Sorry.
Like everyone else, I was away most of the break. But my family are actually all gamers, so I ended up playing a lot of board games and like tabletop games, which we then made inappropriate drinking games out of. Awesome. Played.
Does that mean you started drinking again?
Well. It's hard not to drink at my parents' house. Like, if contact drunk were a thing, you would get that just from being at my parents' house.
There's not a drunker Christmas than my family's Christmas, so I am on the page. We start drinking 7:30 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
And it goes till my stepsister starts screaming at people.
Yeah, that sounds like mimosas are our breakfast drink. Yep.
Alex, can you talk to me?
Yeah. Oh my god. We usually go through 6 1-7-5s of vodka.
Oh god.
Yeah. So
I want to play this off.
There's a lot of Christmas spirit in that house, I'll tell you.
We played
whatever you want to call it, Alex.
That is what I want to call it.
We played I think it's pronounced Takenuko. It's the panda board game.
Oh, that's so cute.
It's so fun. So it's one of those tile games, sort of like Catan or Last Night on Earth, where you're building the game board as you go. And you're building a bamboo garden, and there's a farmer token and a panda token. And you have different objectives, which could be to grow the bamboo a certain height, or to have the panda eat certain pieces of bamboo.
That sounds way more peaceful than you did Last Night on Earth.
Well, yes. But the thing that I
very
think...
Very pretty and peaceful, but it is that building element.
Yeah,
it's so cute.
Well, and from like a design perspective, what is so cool is that there's just one farmer and one panda, and everybody can move the farmer or the panda on their turn, and they can move it diagonally. So then you're not necessarily directly in competition with other people. You're just trying to complete your objectives. But at the same time, someone who moves before you could move the farmer or move the panda in a way that then blocks you from what you need to move, what you need to do. So like it's really cool, and it's really complex, even with that. Like, I liked it a lot. It was really awesome. It's on sale right now on Amazon. Go buy it. It's super fun and cute. And then we played Quarriors, which takes the idea of a deck building game that instead of acquiring cards, you're acquiring different dice, and the dice all have different abilities. So if you like having funky dice, that's a fun game. If you're shit at rolling dice, no matter what you're playing, like me, then it might not work out so well for you. But yeah, Quarrier, Q-U-A-R, like Warriors, but it was pretty cool. And then the last one that we played that I wanted to talk about, we played Super Fight, which my parents were super excited about because my parents love Cards Against Humanity. So love it. And I was like, I don't want to play Cards Against Humanity with you, Mommy.
That's not really a parent game, at least the way I play it.
They play it the same way.
I don't know if I'd want to play with my parents.
Yeah, that's more than I could do.
Yeah, see previous comments about drinking.
I think that would be to the center of the shrubbery maze.
If I tried playing that, sir.
Yeah, so we got Super Fight, which is the same idea. Like, you have cards, and then you're sort of arguing for what combo is best. But you're drawing superheroes, which could be anything from, like, a legit superhero, like Iron Man or something, or, like, a class full of angry kindergartners is one, right? Or I think I had, like, you get to get have manatee as one. Like, it's just random things. So your superhero, and then that superhero's ability, and then you have to explain why you think they would win in a fight. And everybody else liked it but me. I wasn't a big fan of it. But I also won every time, so I guess I can't hate on it too much. Tabletop games, woo!
All awesome. Right. I think we finished it.
Should we skip reading finally. And drinking since we're...
Yeah, we'll skip reading. We can do drinking quickly and tell everybody what we're drinking, and I'll tell you what I'm drinking. Because drinking is important. I bought this new,
but not reading.
New wine. Not reading, no, sorry. It's called the Naked Grape, and it's a California Moscato, and it is very tasty. Mm. That's what I'm drinking.
Is that a Liney's in your hand there, Carabina?
Huh?
No, I drank all my Liney's. This is an Angry Orchard.
Oh, an Angry Orchard.
Chris Apple, and I also have Wild Turkey American Honey.
I love every single thing about you.
Do you just want to come and live with me?
So
our men
badly.
Can have their own house next door.
And then we can go to my family's Christmas.
Yes! Oh, yes! This would be amazing!
Roommate! I ran out of scotch last night. So.
Good Lord.
Bad job.
I haven't been on the scotch too much lately. I've been a little, I had a respiratory infection for like a week and a half, so I actually did, I know, shocking, didn't drink for a little while, so, but back on the wino. It's got antioxidants.
Important. Mm-hmm. I've got a rose Moscato, so.
Mm.
I've been drinking out of stemless wine glasses for a long time now, and every time I see a stemmed wine glass, I'm like, ooh, fancy. But I realize that's just what normal people
I think I paid $1 for this, so.
Yeah. You look refined.
Thank you.
All right. Who else
water.
Is drinking?
Boring.
I'm drinking water.
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 Delicious water from the tap.
I have vitamin water.
Ooh.
But the water is what I'll be drinking later so I don't wake up with a headache.
Yeah.
So
like
the important question,
part of life.
The important question, though, is what kind of vitamin water?
The Go-Go mixed berry one.
Triple X.
Oh, sorry.
Dragon fruit.
It's dragon fruit.
Okay, who likes
Listen,
the orange one?
Nobody likes
the
orange
one. The orange one is
the
awful.
Orange one.
The orange one is just nasty. I've never found anyone who likes the orange one.
The orange one is a punishment for people who drink too much.
That's a good point.
Excuse me. All right. So... We've been able to skip down. Oh my God. It's going to be like a 5-hour podcast. All right. next news. Well, nobody put in news, but I think that there was one important thing that I think that we should point out. And there's plenty of important things, right? Hold on. I'm multitasking because I want to get the number right.
It's so important that I have to Google important news and video games.
I want to get the number right. Shut up. Is that Intel? Shut up. Intel contributed like $300 million this week in an attempt to kind of counter some of the effects of Gamergate to bring more women and minorities into the industry. Which I think
there's no snark about it. That is commendable.
That is fantastic.
See?
Yeah, that is fantastic. However, I would like to ask if I can have some.
First of all, I could spend $0 and just hire some women, but that would probably be that's out of the question.
Well, they would still spend money though, you know. You gotta pay your employees. They could use that to pay for employees.
True. Somebody needs to tell Purdue that about me.
They don't pay their real faculty members. You all right, girl. All right.
Oh, Sam, I've seen how much money you make in that newspaper.
Hey.
Fat cat.
Oh, and Ricky's drinking a Bell's Winter White Ale. He wanted to throw in what he's drinking. All right. So, like I said, because we're moving fast because we got 9,000 people here. I like having a lot of people, though. It's kind of fun. and we're going to jump down to Indie Game of the Week.
In the effort to save time, I did not play an indie game. I did not prepare one.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Sure, to save time.
You know. For the podcast.
All right, so we'll jump.
Can I make one thing? Can I say one thing? No. Okay, so my niece, who's like 13 or 14, and has never looked up from Snapchat for one single moment of her entire existence. and you get it. So she played Tiny Bang Story for like an hour and Bit Trip Runner for like an hour when she was here at Thanksgiving. And she walked into the house at Christmas and said, I want to play that game. We'll play that game again. I was like, okay. So I set it up for her, and she spent the entire day, and she beat the whole game sitting here at Christmas. And it was like the most animated I've ever seen her in 10 years. So
that's awesome.
Video games, reaching the unreachable teenage girl.
Okay, well, let me tell you this. I made my mom play Game of Thrones, the Telltale game. Oh, my God, it was hilarious. Nice. It was hilarious simply because I'm horrible at trying to teach someone who doesn't listen how to play a game.
Really? Like, okay. You seem really patient.
So much sass.
So smart ass. So I'm telling her, I was like, okay, so when it pops up, you need to push that button over and over again. And I told her that 500 times, and she would push and hold the button every time until she came and got like stabbed in the neck. And then she would look at me. I'm like, you didn't do what I told you to. That's why you're dead.
That's why you failed.
That's why you're dead. You didn't listen.
I had one of my friends play it as well, and we just chose silent every option for the dialogue.
Oh my God. Yes, and that happened a lot. She was like, "Well, I didn't have enough time to. You read them all. You can't debate which one you're gonna pick after you read them. You push. You read them. You push. You read them. You push. You don't sit there and try to figure it out." And then, so it literally took her like an hour, because, so, you know, spoilers, right? No, it's not a spoiler, but you play three different characters at three different points, but then you go back and play them, some of them, multiple times. Just that first section where you play Garrett, that I think may have taken me 15 or 20 minutes to play at the tip top tops, took her like an hour and a half.
Because she kept dying. Listen, once I had my mom try to play a Zelda game on the Wii, and she spent an hour and a half trying to get the horse to go forward. Okay, so... Oh, no. Yeah.
Speaking to how addicting Trivia Craft is, I just got a text from Mike who said, you just lost a game of Trivia Craft to an NWA fuck the police question. Boom. And then sent me the question. Oh, you guys can't see that. It's about how did Eazy-E die?
Oh,
yeah. That happens.
I think what's cool about Telltale's games is that they're very reminiscent of like the point-and-click older games, where you don't really need to have the mechanics down of like a first-person shooter or, you know, anything like that. Do you find that like I don't know, older generations, maybe people that missed, you know, like N64, like where you had like a giant controller and you had to like move with one, you know, stick and look with the other, kind of like a Halo kind of thing. Do you find that do you think that's like a skill that you kind of just grow up with?
Everything, yes. Well, I wouldn't say that it's certainly a learnable skill, but yeah, if you didn't master it, I don't know. I remember learning how to do that. and it was hard at first. I remember teaching my son how to do it too, and mm-hmm. watching him at like three, trying to figure out like, this hand does this, and this hand does this, and they do different things on the screen. It's difficult. We just don't think about it because now it's automatic.
Right.
Well, and I've even noticed the differences because over the break I've been able to check out one of my friends who got a PS4, and then the fact I have always been a PlayStation girl, and now with this Xbox, like getting used to even just the different controller. Can take a lot of adjustment, and that's even knowing how those things function and having a lot of it still be fairly similar muscle memory. So I mean, if the differences between consoles can even be a little bit disjointing, then it makes sense that people who weren't growing up with those consoles and weren't playing them consistently would really struggle with that later.
Oh, yeah. I think that's exactly what it was with my mom, is that, you know, a lot of that stuff is muscle memory. It's exactly what it is. And, you know, she's never played video games. So, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm like, oh, you know, in my head thinking, okay, a Telltale point-and-click game, that's a good way to kind of ease her into it, even though she does have, like, a DS and she's played some little easy DS games. But just the actual console was just too much. You know, she's like, which button? And then especially with something like, you know, like one of the Telltale games, when timing matters in terms of when the fight scenes, the quick time events actually start, mm-hmm. you know, she tries to like overanalyze and overprocess everything. And I'm like, no, you really just have to remember what I've told you in terms of where things are and how things move. And you need to hit those buttons or you're going to die.
So, in your mom's defense, though, I mean, listen, I've played Telltale's Walking Dead probably more than any human ever should, and there's some of those, like, shooting sequences and stuff which are just frankly shitty. They're badly coded, they're badly done. So some of those sequences, it's a toss-up on whether or not it's skill or game or a combination of the two. It got better in Season 2, I think.
Yeah, I think that it was pretty good in Game of Thrones. I think, I appreciate you coming to my mother's defense, but it was her, all her, yeah.
I wasn't there, so it well could have been. I'm just saying that I know that in The Walking Dead, some of those sequences were just bullshit.
All right, so while we're on this, we can talk about best and worst, right? Best and worst of 2014. So let's start. I don't know if we should do this in terms of do all the best games first or all the worst games first, because some people's best games might be some people's worst and vice versa.
I'm trying to like even remember what all games.
Yeah, even what came out during this year.
Yeah, right. I remember my Raptor played, like the most recently added ones, to even remember all the stuff I played too.
Oh yeah, goodness. I have to do that. I have to cheat. Well, so think about it. Who wants to go first? We'll do Ashley because she's company. Ashley, what have been your... and that gets everybody else off the spot. What were your best and worst?
That's nice.
I know, I'm horrible. What were your best and worst of last year?
I can handle you, Samantha. Don't worry about it.
I like her. I like her a lot.
So sorry, what was the question? Now I don't remember the question. What, it was the best you want first?
Best and worst?
Best and worst.
Best and worst. For me, I find the best was Never Alone because it was very different. You know, it was, I mean, obviously I can go on and on about how beautiful the art style is and whatnot, but I like that it's used for educating somebody on a culture. Like, I would have never known about this culture in... I think they're in Alaska, they originate.
Yeah, it's the Inupiat people.
Yeah, and it's beautiful, and even, like, the game even incorporates, like, their weapons, and, they like, their cultural weapons, like, it's called, like, a bola?
Yeah,
I think or something?
I think that's what it is.
I would have never learned about any of this, and I love seeing, a game used in this way and educating people on things. And I find that indie games are getting stronger and stronger with being very innovative and educational. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's freaking awesome. I definitely have seen that in 2014. Oh, and I just saw Enrique's thing. And I'm so sorry. I'm about to... One of my worst... I was going to say Destiny. I apologize.
Girl, I found this shit so boring.
And now we're going to worry.
So for me personally, I need a story to bite into. I need something that compels me. And I just found the whole... I didn't play much of Destiny, so I don't know. Maybe the story gets better later on. I don't know. But I found the whole, like, you have to kind of log into a Pokédex kind of thing to go find bits of the story weird. And, I mean, I'm all for, like, non-traditional things of, like, you know, telling a story, but I just found that not very helpful or good for the game. And I had a lot of high expectations. I mean, this game was beautiful. The hype was amazing. Peter Dinklage is the robot? Come on. I was so excited. And he wasn't really that good at acting. And I was like, no! Like, I was really looking forward to this game. And I walked into it with every, you know, hope, really. I was hoping for a really cool, solid game. I love sci-fi, Mass Effect, you know, games like that. And I was hoping for more of that, more story, more memorable characters. The gameplay is great. I will say the gameplay is cool. Very Halo-ish. But I don't know. I just didn't, for me, there just wasn't enough substance there.
I'm with you. And it was probably my most anticipated game.
Yeah.
And I am not a huge Halo person. I like Halo, but I don't love Halo. But I thought, this sound is so cool. And then I played it and was like, this is what I spent the last year waiting for?
Well, and I want to say, too, like the I played a shitload of Destiny with Sam and Ricky. And
oh, yeah.
The reason why it's one of my favorite games of 2014
is
solely for that reason. Like, I haven't stayed up late for 3 weeks in a row, you know, having as much fun as I had playing that game since I first started playing WoW in, like, 2004. And I had a dedicated group of friends that I went and played with.
Now, which is why it shocks me that Ricky doesn't like Left 4 Dead, because that's also all about a co-op experience.
Well, and maybe just because there's not, like, a dedicated group of people. I don't know, but, like it just brought... And the game itself, like, the gameplay was seamless enough that it was still really fun. But you're totally right, Ashley, that the storyline wasn't there. Peter Dinklage sounds bored the entire time. Like, it's ridiculous. And they kind of try at it, but they really don't. And the mission, really, the whole storyline didn't take us that long.
No, and we finished that
pretty quick. But all of that aside, none of that matters because it's the most fun I had this year. So,
and you know what? And Ricky had posted the same thing in the Q&A section. He says it doesn't really have a story. It's all about the co-op, and that's exactly what it was. It was that I think Ricky started it, right? So he started it, and he's like, you have to buy this game.
It's Patient Zero, he says.
Yeah, he's like, you have to buy this game. And so I bought the game, and I tried to, because I'm not big on co-op. I really don't like playing other games with people online, because you run into so many jerks, and it's so horrible. But so I tried to do the campaign by myself, and it was so horrible. I had kind of the same experience you did, Ashley. I was like, I am going to kill Ricky the next time I see him. And I was like so pissed off the entire time. And then finally, it's like, I don't remember if it was Alex who taught me and was like, you have to play. And then we teamed up and we started playing with Ricky. And then we played like every night. For God knows how long, like 3 hours a night.
I mean, it's one of my favorite gaming moments. So even if the game sucked, how could that not be the best game of the year?
Yeah.
And it was purely the co-op. If I had not been playing with Alex and Ricky, I would be really, really pissed that I had bought that game, for one thing. And I think that it was the co-op, and it was playing with other folks and playing with those two specifically that did make it one of my favorite games.
Because we're all a bunch of assholes. No, I mean, yeah, there's got to be something about the game that made the co-op that seamless and that much fun. I mean, we got kicked, like, maybe had connections issues a couple times, but when have you ever, like, 3/4 of the time I log into Plants vs. Zombies, I can't even play co-op. Like, I mean, that's pretty good mechanic-wise. So they're not there on the rest of it yet, but...
Yeah, the mechanics of it is, I mean, it's awesome. Oh, I see a dog. Hello. Oh. Sorry, it's so distracting.
She wants to join the girl party in here.
I don't really like to game with people. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not really, and I think that's my problem. I think that was my problem with Destiny, is that it is a co-op kind of game, and I don't know. Yeah. Like, I want to be fully immersed in something, and part of, you know, co-op is kind of, I don't know, for me at least, when I play co-op with people, they're grounding me in reality, because, like, their voice is in my ear, they're talking to me, which is, you know, cool, but it just wasn't for me. I just can't really fully immerse myself with other people talking to me. That makes sense.
You know what, and I'm right there with you, Ashley. I don't like playing with other people, too, and if it weren't for the fact that I knew Ricky and Alex, and I was playing with them, and I was comfortable playing with them.
Yeah,
I mean, because it was all of the smack talking, and it was all of the craziness, and seeing Prince at 3 o'clock in the morning, and crazy stuff like
and
that.
And somebody
that
break into my house. Not really, but.
I mean, and that was what made that game for me.
Me too. So I'll go next, because that was my favorite game, tied with Tropical 5. Or 4 or 3, whatever the new one was. I love the Tropico series. I love the new iteration. It came out in the summer, right when I broke my leg, and I was living in an RV, and it doesn't require an internet connection, and so I just, like, played the shit out of that game, and I loved it. So that's tied with Destiny. It was kind of like my most co-op game and my most solitary game combined. And this one might surprise you, Samantha, dear. My biggest disappointment of 2014 was Sims.
Oh no, I'm with you on that one.
Well, so that makes
100%
sense.
On that one.
I love the Sims franchise. There's not a game I love more. When I was in high school, me and my mom and Mike had to schedule. We had an actual schedule for the computer so we could play Sims 4. I faked more illnesses so I didn't have to go to school so I could play Sims 4. More sleepless nights. And, like, I anticipated it so much, and it's just, and, like, the thing is, when I first played it, I'm like, this is awesome, it's just like the other Sims, and we got this, and this, and this, and I haven't played it. I've tried a couple times to pick it up and play it, but it's just, it's not different enough,
It doesn't seem as good as, like, Sims 3.
It doesn't seem as good, and there's too much of the same. Like, there's, like, the expansions that they did for 3... way outgame anything they gave us in this new one. And it's like, So I looked it up online too to see like what the ratings were, and they were saying like a lot of people were pretty disappointed with it. There's this website that's like the 89 biggest fails of Sims, things that they had in previous iterations that they don't have. And even the one of the creators was like, look, if you guys don't buy Sims 4, we're not going to make Sims 5.
Because
people were buying it because it's not like, yeah. I don't know, like I can't even pick anything out, but I don't want to play it. And it was my
no, it's not fun. Game. It's not
it's fun.
Fun.
I don't know, I play Sims probably a little differently than most people because I just like to build, but for that reason, I don't even play a new Sims game until it's been out for like a year and people have, you know, made lots of new custom cool shit.
Yeah,
a plain bare bones game sucks.
And I don't build. I hate building. I just take the stock houses. I like to build up my characters and get lots of money and stuff.
Building always takes forever.
Yeah, I just... Oh my god. I don't care where the toilet paper roll goes or whatever. Oh.
Yeah.
Those are mine.
Well, I'll jump in because I'm. Well, Destiny, I already said was one of my other ones, and I have to say that probably my other favorite game of the year was the first half of Bravely Default.
Did you finish it?
No, I did not.
Oh,
I
no.
never finished it. I never finished it. I played through like half of the next half, and I was like, you know what? It's going to end just like the first half. I'm done. I cannot do this. Because that game was monstrously long, for one thing. So you get like, it took like 40, 50 hours to finish what you thought was the entire game, and then they were like, oh, yeah, now you got to go do it again. And I was like, there's no way in hell.
Is that the one with the girls that are really sexualized?
Yes, Alex Lane. Do you want to go on that rant again?
I just forget.
You do it three. You repeat like the quest line like three times because it's like, you know.
Like in Diablo?
I mean, they explain it. It's like alternate dimension kind of stuff going on or whatever. But like you go through and you do like all of the boss battles like three times.
Isn't it kind of like a Final Fantasy staple of like being monstrously long and
you actually repeat the same thing like three times in a row.
Yeah, it wasn't just like it was long. See, because I played the Final Fantasies. I love the Final Fantasies. Right, my kid and I put in 100-plus hours playing Ni No Kuni. I can do long JRPGs. This one was simply repeating the same quest line with the same quests, fighting the same monsters over and over and over again. It was insane.
And they get harder every time, so it's like,
Oh, that's really frustrating.
Yeah.
Well, that's a Diablo 3 thing, right? That's the same thing they do?
Well, yeah.
The game, you play it on each level, and you play the exact same thing over and over.
Yep, exactly. But you do that on purpose, but you actually get to finish it, and then choose to play another level. This one, you don't finish. So it's not like, oh, okay, I finished it. Now I can move to nightmare mode if I choose to. No, you have to
beat the game.
In order
to finish
the game,
you have to do it.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Although you don't have to do all of the boss, you can like skip some, but it's still like a lot of the same people over and over again. That took me. Oh God, that took me forever. But I did it though. I did it.
How proud of you?
That was one of your best games, Sam, or your worst games?
The first half was my problem. Yeah, once I gave up, I was like, you know what? No, can't do this anymore.
Was the second half your worst?
Yeah, the second half was my worst.
She didn't even finish it. She can't say it. So.
That's why I can say it's the worst. You don't have to finish a game to say it's the worst. It's the fact that you can't finish it that makes it the worst.
We make these rules up as we go. We do what we want.
Grown-ass women.
Even with the repetition, I still wouldn't say it was a bad game, though. Like, that's not... I question the decision to have that, and I understand why plot-wise they did it, but I still wouldn't say that it's necessarily a bad game. Like, it's a pretty good game still.
Says you.
You didn't even finish it. You can't...
All right. Who else has got a favorite game of 2014?
Did you say your worst?
No, she didn't.
Oh, are we only doing...
I did best worst. Ashley did best worst.
I'll go last.
It's because I don't pay attention.
Okay, I can say what my worst was. And it's going to shock people. Because I really, 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 really wanted to play this game.
Those are the ones that hurt the most, though.
Yeah,
and it was. It was Watch Dogs.
Yeah. I totally forgot about that one. That's how bad it was.
it was Watch Dogs. Watch Dogs was the reason that I bought an Xbox One at launch, and then it didn't come out, and then I just waited and waited and waited for that game to come out because, I mean, I had actually bought a console just to play this game. And I would like to think that I would not have bought that console at launch. Yeah, I like to think that. If it had not been for that game. And I was so terribly disappointed in that game when it came out.
Did anybody like it? Like, I don't remember seeing anything positive.
It was horrible.
People liked it, but it was sad. There's a lot of, a lot of bugs.
I think there was a lot of build up and they didn't deliver.
It was supposed to be something kind of new and revolutionary, and it was just Grand Theft Auto V.
Right.
Yeah. It was not Ubisoft's year this year. Well, last year.
No.
It's the year that indie games
can't even put faces on it.
No, except their indie game studio. That was okay.
The indie games rocked it.
Yeah, but the AAA main title, no.
Yeah.
Just bad. And also, just executive choices also.
Yeah, maybe if they would figure out how to program women, they'd do better.
Listen, they don't have the resources or the time to do that, okay?
I think they have to learn how to program people in general and give them faces, and then they can learn.
Wasn't Child of Light Ubisoft?
Yeah.
Oh, it was. Okay. Yeah.
Child of Light and Valiant Hearts.
Yeah.
No, and those were both good. Sarah said the same thing that I said. And we were all talking at the same time. It's like, yeah, Ubisoft couldn't even put faces on people, so they get nothing. yeah, that was. Oh my God. Yeah. If I had actually played that game, that would have been my worst.
Aren't we all faceless, really? When you think about it.
That's so poetic.
Yeah. Deep down, our faces, of course.
Deep down, we don't have faces. We all don't have faces.
We're all just interconnected.
We're all
human. You would think, since it was so hard for them to program...
You're a penis. She turns herself out just to shake her head.
I know.
Oh, no, I was going to speak.
Faces on the men that they program.
Yeah.
They spend more time fucking designing a pile of hay for some asshole to dive into on Assassin's Creed than anything else. Fuck.
No joke.
I'm sorry.
No joke.
Goodness.
All right, someone else go.
Okay. It's a little bit tricky because, I mean, I've played a lot of games this year, but most of them haven't been ones that came out this year. I like to replay games, and that comes up a lot. But out of games that are recent that just really immediately drew me in, Infamous Second Son.
It was a good one.
I was playing at a friend's house and just saw that opening cinematic and the opening segments leading into it, and it was beautiful. The characterization was fascinating, and then when I took a break for food, he played through doing a different choices at the beginning, so I got to see like multiple ways and the ways that characterization changed, and it was a fascinating experience. Like I just admired it from the instant that I started playing, and that was a lot of fun. As far as worst experience, it was an indie game, but I was highly disappointed by Wayward Manor, because that was the game that Neil Gaiman helped write. Mm. And I was super excited for this, because I thought, it's Gaiman, it's going to be amazing. If nothing else, the story will be amazing. And it flopped as far as mechanics went. The story was just too spread thin, so you couldn't even get to the part that would have made it worth the playing. And I never finished it. I couldn't get through it. It was too annoying.
That one might be on my list if it weren't for the fact that you played it first and told me how much it sucked.
What are you doing?
Well, so we already mentioned for worst, Evil Within, and that one ranks pretty high, because that was fucking bad for a lot of reasons. But
so fucking bad.
Yeah. Yes. But we said, since we already talked about that a little bit, I'm gonna go with Elder Scrolls Online.
Oh yeah.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, exactly. I'm such a Elder Scrolls fangirl, totally. And it's exactly that. Like, I was waiting so much, and I like MMOs, and this is going to be great. And then they didn't do an MMO well, and they didn't do an Elder Scrolls game well. Like, they sort of fucked up both parts, ending up with a blob in the middle that wasn't really a single-player game, but also didn't really do grouping well. So that's on the worst list. I even got the collector's edition, so I have a statue of Molag Ball. I mean, which is still cool, and it looks great in the office, but...
But it's kind of sad.
You know what sucks? These are both Bethesda games, and it
makes me exactly.
The saddest person in the world because I love Bethesda!
I know!
They dropped the ball big time for me, and I was hoping they would announce a new Fallout or Elder
Those
Scrolls.
Jerks!
They did Dishonored too, right?
Yep.
Oh my god.
If you played a good game in the last 10 years, it was probably Bethesda, except for these two.
So that's on the worst pile. And then on the best pile, I think for an indie game, I would go Sunless Sea, which is such a cool, exploration, Cthulhu, mythos, vaguely horror. You're a sea captain in this giant underground cavern, and you go out exploring, and it's just the environment and the lore that they created and the culture was really, really cool. And the company is also super forward-thinking in terms of gender and race and how they represent their characters and what options they give you for creating an avatar. So that was really awesome. And then for AAA games, it's got to be Borderlands pre-sequel. Borderlands! Borderlands! Need some Borderlands and... Mr. Torg, who's my favorite character ever, got the smackdown, or he gave the smackdown about friend zoning, which is pretty cool. That made me happy. He has a line of dialogue where he's like, he goes into friend zone is a problematic concept, blah, 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 blah. He just jacked Mr. Torg voice. That was really cool. Those are my best of worst of.
Cool. Let's see, who else?
Nobody else played them, so nobody's like, yeah, man.
Well, no,
I really support you having feelings about things.
I like that you think things about stuff, man.
Well, I don't think anybody's played my best either, so that makes you feel any better.
What's your best?
Well, when I was looking back through my, recent, or not recent, but what I've played over the last year, the one that stood out the most was Among the Sleep, which... maybe one of the only games I've ever just sat down and played the whole way through because I couldn't stop. And then I told Sam she could never play it. But
yeah, you did.
Why?
It's very disturbing.
Kids must die. That must be it.
Things going on.
But it was terrifying. I mean, the story's terrifying, but the gameplay was terrifying. And it just sticks. It still sticks with me. So.
What's it called?
Among the Sleep.
I'm going to write that down because I want it.
I was about to write that down, too.
Among the Sleep.
Well, I'm gonna,
when they first started talking about that game, I really wanted to play it.
Oh, is that the one with the... Wait, is that the one with, the ghosts and stuff?
Spoiler!
that was in the trailer!
It's basically includes every terrifying thing that you could have ever dreamed up as a
spiders?
I don't remember if there were spiders, but... it was super, super creepy.
After my niece beat Tiny Bang, I had her play Limbo.
Oh, no, Limbo. My
favorite
game. She liked
it. That was our first thing time Limbo. We bonded. Remember when I was your wing woman?
Yep.
Yep. And we played Limbo. That was good times.
Limbo is my... Mm-hmm.
Limbo's good stuff.
Yeah.
It's a good game.
So what was your worst?
Well, you know, my biggest disappointment was Evil Within, but now that you mention Watch Dogs, that game just pissed me off. So. Because I spent so much money on it, and it was so bad.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, I guess it's hard, because I spent as much money on the Evil Within, but at least the Evil Within had graphics I was into. I don't know. The problem with the Watch Dogs was not only was it bad, but it was GTA 5 type bad, and I hate that game too, so it just pissed me off like double.
You guys should give me your Watch Dogs game. Maybe I'll like it, because I like GTA 5.
Digital download. Mine's
digital download.
Yeah. Oh. We're all grumbly.
Free Alex, it's like,
sorry.
Last but
not
least.
All right.
Wait, am I the last one? Go, go, go. Okay, so I'm really bad at, like, picking favorites, so let's see. I really also, I commend Never Alone because I think, you know, that it was fun, and then it also just has, like, a lot of, you know, since it's, like, learning, and the studio is all made up of, you know, native people creating their own game, like, about their own culture and stuff, and it was very neat. But in the same regard, I also really enjoyed Valiant Hearts because it was, like, also the historical, like, examining historical from, like, an artsy game kind of perspective, and that was fun. And I think, like, just general, like, fun, and I will give the disclaimer that there's still, like, a whole bunch of, like, fun games and, like, good games that I didn't get to play yet from last year. So I can't really, I'm not, like, the best reviewer because there's still a lot that I haven't played, but I really also enjoyed Smash Brothers because it was just so fun. Like, it's just a very fun game. Like, that and Mario Kart 8, there's just so much, like, lasting, like, you can just keep playing that forever and ever, and it's still, it, like, doesn't get old. You continue to go, and I don't know, lots of fun times to be had with those games. So I think that, like, for fun factor, Smash Brothers and Mario Kart 8 would be, like, the best. But then, like, artistic and, like, trying new things and, like, factor, Valiant Hearts and Never Alone. And then, let's see, I have a couple bad ones as well. I didn't actually play most of these, so...
Well, if they're bad, you're not going to play most of it. So.
Played some of it, and then, you know... well, one of them would definitely be Conception.
Oh, God,
all I did was play the demo.
Oh, God.
But I could tell from the demo that it's just an awful game. It was, like, not fun. The battles were, like, automated, so you didn't even really have to do the combat.
And it was just horrible.
And it was the just, all, like, was the idea, the gameplay, was just all bad. Also, the latest Harvest Moon, I forget what the...
Oh, I hated that one, too.
Oh, God, it was so bad. So bad.
That was the first Harvest Moon I ever played, and I hated it.
Well, yeah, it shouldn't be the first one you play. That was a mistake.
That's what you said to me, I remember.
Yeah, no, it's like they tried to combine Harvest Moon with Minecraft, and then it just took all the fun out of Harvest Moon.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, you don't, like, you know, because you can still find, like, a suitor, but, like, they come to you, like, all the villagers, like, come to you, like, one at a time or something. You can't, like, so go weird. Into the village and interact with them, and, like, you can't really form as much relationships with them and stuff, and the charm is just gone. It's very sad.
It was awful.
It was so bad.
The last one was bad, too, because I played the last one. I pre-ordered and played the last one so that I could get the damn alpaca, and it was horrible.
alpaca is fucking cute.
The dog that this one came with is super freaking cute. So, maybe worth it just for the dog, but...
No.
That was not good.
No.
Yeah. That's like... $20 at the claw machine to try and get, like, some stupid dollar toy.
Well, I've done that before, so... Yeah, well, just wait till Story of Seasons come out this year. No, but it's not. It's, like, the same people who did the original Harvest Moons that everybody likes. So, it looks really good. Well, I'll play it and let you know. So, revive your faith in Harvest Moon that's been damaged by these.
We'll see.
Ones.
Alicia, I like your hair. It's different.
Short. I like your hair, which is perfect and puffy, and I hate you.
Thanks.
But I like your face.
I had meetings for 9 hours today, so
I'm sorry. I have a lot of bullshit that I'm dealing with. I don't even want to talk about it.
Well, you look wonderful amongst the bullshit.
Thanks. Is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay. So all three of my worst games have already been talked about. Or my most disappointing games. Destiny, The Elder Scrolls Online, and let me tell you, I would probably just send Bethesda $15 a month for existing. So the fact that they fucked up something that I've been thinking about for years made me really upset. And then The Evil Within, which was just such a steaming shit pile.
Seriously, I feel so fucking bad I got that for my nephew now because everybody needs it. Oh man, it's really bad. Didn't Charlotte and I even have back-to-back posts on how bad it was? No, yes. I was trying to like it though. I mean, I was gonna say, that's why I bought it, because I thought Charlotte liked it. I really wanted to like it, but I mean at the end of the day, it's a good idea sort of, but then when you explore it, it all falls apart. I could talk about it for a long time, so I'm not.
It was just a lot of gore. If he likes gore, then, you know.
Yeah, I mean, but it's just... It's like spreading shit on the wall just because you have shit in your hand.
I just really wanted to like it because
what it's my genre,
and...
I don't know.
You know, it's not often that the AAA comes out with a game that seems like it's going to be what that one should have been.
Yeah, what it should have been. What they wanted to do, but I don't know what happened along the way. Okay, so... Since all my games are already talking about it, I'm going to say that the worst thing of 2014 was Gamergate.
Yeah.
Oh! Can we say?
Yeah. You went there.
I did go there. It was such a pervasive, overriding thing that we can't not talk about it as the absolute worst thing that happened this year. In gaming. A lot of shitty things happened this year. It was just a bad year.
Look at Ricky. Everybody has nice hair. Where have you guys seen posts? I don't see any posts for him. Click on the Q&A app on the side of your screen.
I did. I don't see anything.
Anyway, neither here nor there.
Okay, so that's all the worst things. And I think it would really be a cop out to say that my favorite game. I mean, Sam, can you guess it? What was my favorite game this year?
It's gonna be a zombie game, of course. Left 4 Dead.
No, because the damn isn't there yet. No, it's gonna be The Walking Dead season 2.
Oh, good God!
Yeah, I thought it was really good, and I liked that they went ahead and went with Clementine and everything that entailed. But the story I thought was not as strong as the first one, but in some way. The gameplay was better. I don't know. It was my favorite game experience. But here's what I'm gonna say. In the same way that I said the worst thing was Gamergate, here was for me the best gaming thing of 2014. When we went home for the holidays, we visited both families, and when we got to Texas, my in-laws, that first night that we were there, we ate, everybody settled in, and my in-laws, who are educated professionals, like in their 60s, right? They're glued to their tablets, and finally I'm like, what are you guys doing? They're like, oh, we're playing games.
Yeah.
They're gaming. We go to my mom's house. My mom has her computer out. She's gaming. My 1.5-year-old daughter is gaming. My son is gaming. I go into colleagues' offices at work. They're gaming. And these are people who probably wouldn't call themselves gamers, but everybody is gaming everywhere you go.
Everybody.
And like I said earlier, the people in my alliance on Game of Thrones Ascent, they're all working professionals. I probably have the least exciting job of anybody in my alliance. And I think my job is pretty cool. They're all intelligent, educated people, and they're putting in like at least an hour a day on this game so that they can fight other groups of people who are equally intelligent. And it's really cool. And the other thing that was cool is that despite these people playing like year 87 of Farmville or whatever the fuck they're playing that is, you know, terrible. Wait, are you guys still there?
Yeah.
It's totally messed up, though.
It's, like, really weird, yeah.
Or maybe they're playing the new Candy Crush game, which is so bad. I just think that we all kind of started with shit. Like, we were playing Duck Hunt back in the day, you know, and that fucking dog. So maybe someday they'll progress, right? Someday they'll be playing better games. And the other thing I noticed is that my kids that I was teaching, once they found out what I do, they were really interested and they're asking questions. And a lot of these 18-year-old boys, if you say anything about the word feminism, they get really upset. They're like, whoa, feminism. But once I say, well, look, I'm studying, you know, representations of women in games, they're really interested. And they're like, oh, that's really interesting, because they do a lot of stupid stuff, girls in games.
Because it makes games bad, and they want better games.
And they're willing to engage, and they get into it, and they want to learn, and they think it's cool. And so, despite everything that did come out of Gamergate, and what this tiny fringe of assholes is trying to say, I say the best thing that came out of this year is us. Everybody. All of us.
That's beautiful.
Aww. Yeah.
Yay.
Miracle.
That is a nice Christmas miracle.
That's the true Christmas spirit. Alex Lane.
What? I said that's beautiful.
She wasn't being snarky that time.
I know. Whatever. Anyway.
And that's all I have to say about that.
That's a wonderful
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was.
Did we cover everybody's best and worst? That's like the perfect
That moment. Brings us to the end.
Yeah.
Of 2014.
Wow. See, we left you for last for a reason, Alicia Caribbean.
Yeah.
You never do this again. I know.
Well, I did volunteer to go last for that reason. I mean, I'm a writer.
That was very nice.
That was. We appreciate that. And that's awesome. All right, what I want to do is I want to run through, I always say, hey, send us email, and then I forget to read the fucking emails. I'm not going to forget this week, because we got an email that I wanted to make sure that we address, because I know that from time to time, especially when I've been drinking, I'm horrible at this. I want to read this one. And it came in today, so I don't know if anybody else saw it, but we got an email from Caleb today. And it says, hello, I've been listening to your podcast for a few months now, and for the most part, I've enjoyed it a lot. I can generally stand to listen to podcasts with all male / mostly male cast, but it's much better to listen to a podcast, especially a video game podcast, that's centered around women's voices. However, there are some things in your podcast I occasionally find alienating. Basically, sometimes during episodes, someone will make a comment that equates someone's genitalia with their gender, with the implication that penis equals man / boy and vulva / vagina equals woman / girl. And that hurts. I was directly put through a lot of years of confusion and pain because of doctors feeling the need to assign me a gender that didn't feel natural or right to me because of the shape of my genitalia. So if the cast could stop doing that, it'd be highly appreciated by me, and I'm sure that I'm sure any other trans members of the audience. And like I said, I wanted to make sure that we address this because we've talked about this before, because we've had non-cisgendered folks on the show before. And we kind of when we're podcasting and talking specifically to non-cisgendered folks, we make a concerted effort to pay close attention to the things that we say. And I know, like I said, I know that I sometimes slip and don't, and we often, you know, especially when we're on rants, equate penises with men. So and for that reason, I wanted to make sure that I read Caleb's email and to say that I personally apologize, and I'm going to make an effort to do better. So.
Yeah, me too. I feel.
Ditto.
I'm sorry if really I've ever done that. Yeah.
Be who you are, everybody. Be who you are.
So I wanted to throw that one out there because it sounded like one that we needed to address.
We love all of our ladies, regardless of genitalia.
Right. So thanks to Caleb for emailing and for bringing that to our attention. We really do appreciate it. All right. And even for folks who go that ask if this is an all-women's chat. Have another glass of wine, Samantha. All right. Do we have deals for broke-ass gamers this week?
I don't know. I haven't seen a whole lot. I see, I have a couple. One that annoys me, which is Lego Batman 3 is on sale. I need to stop buying games when they first come out.
You played it when it first came out.
I could have just waited. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you got your fun in early.
There's that DOS thing where there's like all the DOS games.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen this yet, go to...
I went back and got to play the Castle of Dr. Brain. I haven't played that since the 90s. It was beautiful.
Yeah, the Internet Archive now has like almost 2,500 games that are playable, MS-DOS games that are playable in browser. Mm-hmm. So you can play like the old King's Quest games. Yes. There's all kinds
of... Can you save? That's the one thing I couldn't figure out.
I don't know. I have to look.
I tried to save Carmen and it San Diego.
Carmen San Diego is on there, too.
Saving is for chumps.
Carmen
play
San
the whole
Diego?
Thing.
I want to play Carmen San Diego.
All the Lemmings games. The Lemmings games were making me happy.
Oh, I love the Lemmings games.
So all the games you need to waste all your time in the world.
All of it.
All of it. That's the best deal for broke-ass gamers right there. 2,400 free games. It doesn't get any better than that.
Well, yeah, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. Original SimCity.
Oh, yeah.
But do they have SimFarm? I'm just saying.
And the original Sim, any of the Sim game have to be better than that last SimCity game. Sims, the EA just fucked up that whole franchise.
Which is so sad.
SimCity.
I didn't play the recent one. What happened with the recent one?
Well, you can only build in this kind of really tiny, these really tiny cities, and then you could connect them, but you couldn't build your city as big as you wanted.
Well, that's frustrating.
Yeah, and then you had to connect them with certain other kinds of cities and all kinds of crazy shit. It was horrible. It was horrible. I couldn't remember if that was 2014, because if that was, that could have definitely been my worst game for 2014. I would like to take all my worst games from 2014, throw them in a pile, and burn them, but unfortunately, most of them are digital downloads. And I don't want to burn my computers and consoles, so that's not going to happen.
You should just burn them. Just burn them.
Uh-huh.
You do it, Sam. Them to me, Sam, and yes. I'll burn
and
them.
And you'll take care of
you.
Me. Yeah, I got you. I really appreciate your throwing yourself on your sword like that for me, Caribbean.
Well, vicariously burn them for you.
All right. I know. On that note, folks, we'll run down the usual ways to contact us, right? You can always send us email at nymgamer@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook. Just look for Not Your Mama's Gamer. Like us. Send us, put comments there, comment on things that we write, which are just kind of weird daily things and daily posts about what's been posted on the blog, which we do post to generally. Well, now, yeah, we'll be every day.
Every day.
every day because Alicia Carabinas is back and she's joining us. Yay! We've missed you terribly. So you can find our blog at nymgamer.com. If you don't like Facebook, if you don't like blogs for some weird reason in their more traditional sense, you can always go to Tumblr at nymgamer.tumblr.com. Or you can follow us in, you can follow us on Twitter at nymgamer. You can leave us video, video mail, voicemail, email. All the things, anything except snail mail. We don't do snail mail. But I can give you Alicia Carabinas' address, and you can send all the snail mail to her. Kidding. And speaking of which, and I say this before, and I say it again, if we all put our different usernames up on the blog for people to friend us in various and sundry places, if you friend us, please make sure you tell us where we know you from, because I get all kinds of weird friend requests, and unless I know you're friending me for NYM Gamer, I'm probably not going to prove it. So especially right after the holidays, I get a lot of friend requests from people who got new consoles over Christmas break. Let us know where you're from. Say, hey, it's, you know, blah, 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 and I found you through NYM Gamer. That way I know that you're not some 12-year-old boy that's gonna, you know, send me weird messages. or girl, whatever you are. Ricky just volunteered to personally deliver all snail mail to Alicia's house, so I'm gonna give you Ricky's address instead. All right.
Thanks, Ricky.
On that note, thanks so much to Ashley Berry for joining us tonight. It hasn't been one of our longest episodes today. We've had longer episodes, believe it or not. But thanks for joining us with a full house. It was fun having you.
Thank you for having me.
And Ashley joined us tonight, and I said I would kind of explain I've thought about having more folks from the community kind of jump in to join us on a semi-regular basis, just to see what other folks have to say and add new voices to the mix. So, and Ashley's the first of those, folks, and we welcome her. And we hope that we have not driven her away. With all our technical difficulties and such. We look forward to more things like that in the coming year, as well as folks like Alicia Carabinas being back. I've been bugging her long enough. She finally gave in. So until next time, folks, in these brutal temperatures, stay warm, stay dry, and as always, my friends, game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on. Game on. We'll be right back.